It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players Inc.
All right, 6:02 in the Rose City. Time for Dirt and Sprague on Portland Sports Leader 1080. The Fan, good morning.
Okay.
Happy hump day, everybody.
What is happening? Dude, I could choke down six of those easily.
Well, we'll find out, won't we?
You ready for this? For this today?
Yeah, we'll find out.
I already dove into one of them. They look delightful. They're just staring at me in the face. I didn't eat any breakfast today. This is going to be an easy peasy lemon squeezy.
Can you brag about cooking a hot dog, or is a hot dog so universally easy that you can't brag about it?
I don't think you can brag about cooking a hot dog.
Okay. It's a delightful
now,
hot dog. It's a good hot dog.
If you screw up cooking a hot dog, you will be ridiculed mercilessly.
How do you screw up cooking a hot dog? Splits
the,
open?
The only... No, I think if you just...
You're going to be eating during segments?
I mean, yeah. I want to put out a show for the wonderful YouTube audience today. I'm going to let them know. I got to do... So my math in my head is basically...
2 an hour?
It's essentially one hot dog. A half a hot dog a segment is what I got to eat. That's all okay. I got to do.
Yeah.
Because it's 2 an hour. We got 4 segments there an hour. Yeah. I'm probably going to do some good... We got a guest at 7
math.
O'clock. Yeah, look, you know, hey, I'm smart. We got a guest at 7 o'clock, and I'll probably do some damage during that. Because that's a segment where we're on, but I don't really have to talk that much.
So you're sitting out our interview to eat hot dogs?
I'm not going to sit out. I'll ask questions. I'm just saying, if he's a long-winded answer guy, I'm putting my feet up.
Like a two-minute little answer on Houston.
I'm going to pound a couple of hot dogs while I'm listening to factoids about Houston basketball.
Okay.
I'm going to do some damage at the top of the hour.
I will acknowledge, if you do screw up a hot dog,
yes,
you should hear about it.
Right.
However, I ask...
Usually you...
I don't think you can screw up a hot dog.
The only way is if you forget about it, like if it's on the grill and you get like a... where something catches on fire and it totally burns.
Your grill probably should have been clean below. That's the only way that happens.
Yeah, it seems like a bit of a grill issue, but I'm with you. There's not many ways to screw it up.
You really can't screw it up.
Even if it's fully split, like I'm okay with that. A little burnt, a little crispy.
Yep.
I'm all right.
Yep.
You know, you don't want it to look like your fingers after you've been in the bathtub for too long.
No.
When you get the right, that thing's been cooking
that's
for a while.
That's usually when you...
But I'll still eat it.
That comes when you try to boil it. That's where they get shriveled up.
I boiled one yesterday for my daughter. It was perfect.
Well, if you leave it in the water too long.
You guys on a hot dog kick now because you went and bought some hot dogs? Got some for the fam,
it's
too?
It's an 8-pack.
You got to have you go. Got two extras.
Who decided the number of hot dogs in a package is what my brain was...
That's a famous scene from Father and
Father
the Bride.
Father of the Bride. It's
when he gets thrown in jail.
Why is there 8 hot dogs and 6 buns? How did we not...
12 buns.
Oh, I forgot
12
about
buns.
That.
I'm removing these superfluous buns.
I don't need these buns. I'm only buying 8 hot dogs. I only need 8 buns.
They've changed that now.
Oh, what's the number at now? I haven't bought
it's
a pack.
8 and 8?
Most hot dog buns now are 8.
Okay. I haven't bought hot dogs or hot dog buns in a while.
Yeah. That was the first time for me since last 4th of July.
Right. It's basically a summer thing.
It's 4 and 4.
Not eating a lot of hot dogs in the middle of the winter.
No.
But summertime, grills rolling out, throw them on, boom, boom. Flip and flip them. They're done in like 10 minutes. You're good to go.
Those are all beef dogs, too.
All
there
beef.
Go.
Yeah,
only
don't get
the best.
Don't give me none of this fake meat crap. Don't give me none of this
chicken pork
combination. Chicken pork dog. No, give me an all beef. We got heat. Hebrew Nationals, these ballpark Franks.
Those are ballpark Franks.
Oh, good ballpark Franks.
I think ballpark Franks the best one, to be
honest. It's an all-American dog.
It's hard to disagree with the takeaway.
Yeah, Michael Jordan as a spokesman, with or without the Hitler stash.
You know, I could go either way. I'm still going to eat your hot dogs.
No, I got to get ready. I got to get the, we're partial to Zenners out there at the Hops.
You go Zenners dogs. Zenners dogs are good. I got no issues with Zenners dogs.
Look, it's really, there's a lot of them you could choose from.
Yeah.
If we're being honest here.
They all get the job done.
I just get more partial to the ballpark for some reason. I like the name ballpark.
Feels like you're at a ball game. I'm watching a baseball game.
Yeah.
If only there was baseball on this morning while I'm eating these hot dogs, it would have been perfect.
Yeah. Well, if you DVR something on the old Hulu
That's true. Do we got a replay game on MLB Network this morning?
No, because it's now MLB Central. Because they get up early on the East Coast.
Something better. Right. Lauren Shahady.
Lauren Shahady. I could eat a hot dog while watching Lauren Shahady this morning.
It's not bad.
It's, you know, there's worse ways to start your Wednesday.
A big hot dog and Lauren Shahady.
I would just like to, before we advance further into this competition of eating six hot dogs, which you can watch all day long on YouTube, I will eat the six hot dogs throughout the course of the show today. I just would like to just a quick moment of silence for our coworkers after the show today. Just a quick moment of silence.
For what you're about to do to the bathroom?
For what's going to happen and transpire at about 9
Well, there is.
If you're, I mean, look, I can do this. Eating six hot dogs
there
in 3 hours is not that hard.
There is a time period till they roll in, usually.
Yeah, I mean, most of them are here about 9 o'clock. Most of them are here by the time we're off the air. So.
Out there. I thought you meant for the group that was coming to do the next show.
Oh, no. Okay. That won't be too much of an issue, but there's, I mean, there's going to be a situation.
My wife thought it'd be really funny if I cooked them during the show, and I said, that is really funny. I would love to do it, but it is going to make the studio smell like cook hot dog all
day.
Yeah, I think you should have done it. The heat's never on when we get in. Half the time, there's just things strewn about on the studio table.
People leave their mic condoms on.
My condoms are on. There's cups and beers all over the place. They can deal with some hot dog smell. It was a great welcome into the building today. Because I'm walking around and I'm like, oh, good. He brought the hot dogs.
You could smell them?
I could smell the hot dogs in the building.
Damn it.
Yeah.
I thought you would forget and I would surprise you.
I want there to be somebody who doesn't listen to the show.
Forgetting about free prepared food him.
I didn't bring my breakfast. If you would not have brought in the hot dogs, I would have been absolutely screwed. I got nothing else to eat today, man. This is all I got. So thank you for not forgetting on your end because I got no other food.
Yeah.
I hope there's somebody in the building that doesn't listen to the show that sends like an all company wide email this morning of like, hey, why the hell does it smell like hot dogs in here when they arrive in at like 9:15 in the morning?
Well, I mean, there should be...
Listen to the show. We're eating hot dogs.
Listen to the show you're selling.
Listen to the show.
We have a full kitchen. Like, it's a nice kitchen.
We do have a very nice kitchen here.
I'm kind of... Hot dog might not be the best smell, but like, I'm glad that there's some meat smell that's been cooked. It makes it feel like a real kitchen.
It does. It really does.
It's not
funny.
Like you're cooking in there or something.
I love that you're cooking hot dogs and running around cooking hot dogs at 5:30 in our kitchen.
I was using a spoon.
For the show today.
There was no fork.
So you have an electric little griller? You got a little
Electric skillet.
A little electric skillet,
little skillet. I don't know if my mom gave it to me or
sitting in the garage, never use it.
It's in our pantry. We rarely use it. We'll use it if we got like we're prepping for a party. Or maybe we got like a big biscuits and gravy
get together. Yeah, those things usually come out on the holidays too because you don't have enough burners for everything going. You're like, all right,
put some sauce in there.
I need to keep something warm or something. It doesn't have to, I don't have to attend to it.
I forgot about it. I thought I was going to be using a wok this morning to grill hot dogs. And I'm like, well,
that would have been an interesting flavor.
It'll work.
I've never had woked hot dogs before.
You would have loved
it. It would have been a new thing. Look, you went a little bit classier than I thought. I was the only worry that I had in eating six hot dogs on the show today was that after like four, what does a microwaved hot dog taste like? Because there's just a difference.
I was going to microwave.
I thought we were microwaving hot dogs. I thought that was the route we were going to go. And I still would have accepted the challenge and eaten the microwave hot dogs, but there's just a difference in flavor when you get four in.
Microwave hot dogs should not exist. And the second part I would say is anytime we're doing stuff like this, don't ever assume that I am going to do it the cheap way.
You're going to find a way.
I'll do a classic.
Find a way to do a classic.
If I didn't have something, I'd forgotten about my electric skillet, because again, we rarely use it, and it's buried in the back of my pantry. Had I not had that, I probably would have went and bought one from Goodwill.
Go to Goodwill.
Washed
find one.
It for you twice, yeah, and then brought it in and used it.
Return it the next day. Did you use this? No, I definitely didn't cook six.
I got
hot
donations.
Dogs. No, it was a thing. I found it in my garage. I'm just returning it. I promise.
Although the Goodwill next to my house is starting to get picky.
Are they really on return items?
The Happy Valley Goodwill.
Come
it's
on,
like,
Goodwill.
Well, you know, certain people will only buy this.
Come on, what are we highbrow now?
You guys used to take everything. What happened,
dude? There's like a good. There's a Goodwill boutique that opened up in Selwood.
A boutique.
I don't know what that means. I've not been in it yet.
It's very in right now.
It's very in.
Very, very in.
There's a store that has, like, it's a thrift shop clothing store, and it's all like you walk through the window and it's like, hey, look at that. It's a 1992 Colorado Avalanche hat. That's cool. You know, there's like little niche things like that. But the Goodwill boutique, I'm wondering what's going on there. Is that essentially a Marshalls? Because it's the clothing is still, I'm assuming, cheap because it's Goodwill.
Yeah.
But if you're saying it's a boutique, that means it's probably nice clothing.
Smaller
than a Marshalls.
Smaller, nicer Goodwill. That's my guess.
I've
never seen one before.
One of these days, I'll go wandering around and I'll see what they got at the Goodwill boutique.
It's funny. I brought in these hot dogs and cooked them for you. I almost bought you something this weekend. Not that, like, I'm actively shopping and think, what would Andy like?
What would
he
wear?
Yeah, but every once in a while you just go buy something that's like, oh, that would be perfect.
I have a lot of regrets. So my cousin, I've mentioned, he has his own thrift store in downtown. It's like a couple blocks up from here.
Mm-hmm.
And what he does is really smart. He rents out space in his shop to other thrifters who then bring in their racks of clothes and they sell. He gets a percentage of those cuts.
Super smart.
So he also, once in a while, will run what he calls a Portland market. And it's in the Pioneer Square Mall. He'll rent out the vacant storefronts and he'll rent it out for 2 days. And he'll have everybody, all these thrift dealers come in and take up spots.
Yeah.
So it's like an old Gap store size. And it's just got multiple little stores.
Little stands along the way.
Yes.
It's a brilliant idea.
And so we were there this weekend wishing him happy birthday, shopping a little bit because I love to thrift. And I saw some stuff that I really liked. I saw a Dream Team hat. I regret not buying it.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
There's always like really cool under the radar sports merch.
Yeah.
Like one guy had a three-peat Bulls hat. It just had a little too many stains on it. I was like,
yeah, I don't know what that stain is.
But there was a t-shirt and I almost bought it. But the price tag said $65.
$65.
Some of these thrifters, it's like thrifting used to be about recycling.
Yes.
And now it's about profit.
Yes, it is.
This dude was selling a shirt for $65, and I contemplated it. I did. It was a Garth Brooks World Tour 1997 t-shirt.
Yes.
And it just had Garth Brooks' head on it, and it said Garth.
Garth! Let's go.
And I was like, oh my God, if anybody would wear that, it might be him.
I'd rock the hell out of that thing. $65 for that t-shirt?
You can usually negotiate down, but there was a t-shirt for $100, and I'm like, that's going to sell for maybe $30.
You're missing the mark here, man. Yeah. Like, that's the whole point. I get that it's in, and especially in a city like this, people want to have old school thrifty things, but come on, man, it's got to be affordable.
They're ridiculous.
Buying somebody's old used clothing, yes, part of that is cool because it gives me the nostalgia of the 90s.
Yeah.
Don't charge me $100 for that.
Yeah, I didn't end up going through with it. I just walked away.
That's a good call.
It's too rich for my blood.
Look, it's a good shirt, not worth that much money. Nah, $19, $20, like, okay, now we're talking. Now that's a decent deal.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't even know if you wear thrift clothes. I feel like you have kind of there's an aura about you that you're kind of above wearing thrifted clothes.
No, it's not really that. It's just an aura of I don't shop for clothes, so I just wear the same thing every week.
Well, you do. You just buy master shirts and ducks.
All I get, the only clothes that I shop for are I'll buy golf polos.
Yeah.
Golf polos and golf shorts are the only thing that I will buy. The rest of it,
the best golf attire of anybody I know.
You got to look good, feel good, play good. I mean, we all know this. That's key. If you don't look good, you don't feel good, you don't play good. It's a three thing. It all goes together.
Not so much anymore.
Yeah, I'm going to shoot a 117 probably on Saturday. I haven't swung a club since September. Still haven't been to the range, but we're getting out. It's going to be 70 degrees on Saturday.
Sometimes you play a sport that you haven't played for the first time, and you play really well.
I had no bad habits.
I get that in basketball sometimes. I'll go months without playing, and I'll not make a shot in warm-ups, and then we start running 5-on-5s. And I can't miss.
Just can't miss.
And I'm like, this is weird.
Hey, look at that. I remembered how to do it. It's like riding a bike.
Yeah.
You get me back in the groove.
Maybe that'll be it for you with golf.
Hopefully, man. Hopefully.
Well, we're not even one dog down yet.
No, I'll finish it in this opening segment. I wanted to be able to continue to talk. Are you ready to set up the rest of the show?
It's a gut bomb.
This is going to be...
He had a gut bomb before the show. He's going to have a gut bomb after the show.
The people are tuning in to watch me eat hot dogs today. If you want to be entertained, I'm eating hot dogs on the YouTube stream.
That's what we do.
We'll pull out the tricks.
What are the radio
What are your sweeps? Well, they're eating six hot dogs on a show on a Wednesday. That's what he's doing today.
We got a busy show. The ticker's going to go to Houston, and it's going to get moved to 7 a.m., so we'll continue our Final Four preview and talk about the Houston Cougars at 7. We got a lot in sports to get to today. Shaden's big game last night. The Blazers' big win, but big loss at the same time. We've got NFL to get to, got NBA. I want to start by asking this question. Have you ever felt like the Jinx? Have you yourself ever felt like the Jinx? I'll tell you why I'm asking that next. Dirt and Spray, good to be with you on The Fan.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bearers a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame, how will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's the refreshing!
I'm going to ask you guys a very easy question here.
One hot dog down, five to go, by the way.
Here we go.
I think you're going to have two segments to spare by the end of the show.
I think you'll have an hour to spare. You know how excited he is to eat hot dogs right now?
I'm fired up. I love hot dogs. Somebody say, how many can you finish in a show? Like, max number, Dirt. I said, I'll let you know after I... Let me choke down six first, and then we'll see what we're feeling after the six go down. I don't want to give you a definitive number.
I just want to ask you, and I asked this before the break, as sports fans, have you guys ever felt like the Jinx? That you're no good for your own team.
Yeah, I've had that feeling from time to time.
You're a little stitious. I know you're stitious.
Definitely a little stitious. I've had that feeling. I have this weird thing. Now you bring it up. You bought me years ago. I think I paid you back. I don't think it was a gift.
Look at me taking care of you. I'm just getting you stuff all the time.
You were at the Nike employee store when Oregon was in the college football national championship game many moons ago, 2014.
Yep.
And you bought me a Mariota Duck jersey.
I did not.
You did not.
I bought you a number 8 Oregon uniform.
Oh, yes, touche. Yeah, who could number 8 be? I don't know.
This was pre-NIL.
It could have been anybody. It could have been anybody's jersey. And it's got like the 2015 playoff patch on it.
It was like the authentic jersey.
Right? Yeah. And so that's the only Duck jersey I own. And so occasionally for big games, I'll put it on. But the first time I obviously wore it, because you bought it when they were in the playoffs, was for the national championship game, and they lost.
Yeah.
And I swear to God, I've had like a streak of like every time I'm like, you know what, I'm around the house watching the game, I'm going to put this jersey on, I swear to God they lose. And I have this weird thing of like...
So it doesn't happen often, they lose.
I want to like get over the hump of like, I need to get a win in this jersey, but am I willing to sacrifice, is this the trade? And That's guess good. What I wore on January 1st of this year? Oh, no. I took it off at the end of the first quarter. I took it off at the end of the first quarter. I was like, no, get this thing out of my sight.
You would have thought if it was going to break, that curse was going to break in that jersey. That was the game
that
for
was
it to happen.
Ohio
that
State.
Was the team originally.
Let's go. When they blew the, what was it, the 20-point lead in the Civil War, I was wearing the jersey. Like, I've worn this jersey for, like, they've only lost, like, six games in the last, it hasn't been that many games. I swear to God, every time
wear
I wear
it. Every time.
Every time I That's wear it, funny. They lose a game. So I am a little stitious.
Swag, are you stitious as a sports fan? Do you feel like you doom your team at moments?
I am conscious of the broadcaster jinx when
the
I'm
no
doing
hitter stuff.
No, mostly when I'm doing Pilots games when guys are at the free throw line, like when they're on streaks. And
you don't say he's made nine of his last nine.
Nope,
he's made 11 straight free throws. He hasn't missed one in 2 weeks.
That.
Oh, I love broadcasters that step all over that crap.
Yeah, I quite enjoy it.
He's made 13.
Now
in
I try
row.
And do it for the opposing teams.
Sure. Because you believe
it doesn't work that way, though. I think the jinx only works for your team.
Yeah. So no, it actually worked a few times against the opponents. But no, I was very conscious, especially Max McKinnon was on a streak. He had made 40 in a row before he missed.
So you'd always say it after the free throw would
and
go in. That's
so,
40
yeah,
in a row.
I would make some general comment or something, but not give a specific
You wouldn't say the
stat.
Exact number, though,
I wouldn't
right?
give the exact stat.
Max hasn't missed in a minute.
Yeah.
It's been a while. If you were calling a baseball game, would you say the word no-hitter or perfect game?
I don't think I would say no-hitter. Hmm. Or I would say he's, you know, clean through five innings or space the minimum or something like that.
Okay. It's a little stitious.
I would let the viewers know or the listeners know that I'm aware of what's going on without being direct.
Well, the reason I and by the way, it's funny, I was listening to Danny and Dusty a couple days ago and Rust does an update, and I think it was the White Sox, I want to say. And the White Sox had a no-no going.
Oh, it was against the Angels.
The Angels, thank you. And he, as a update anchor in Portland, Oregon, USA,
was worried about jinxing it.
Would not. He said something magical might be brewing in Chicago, and I'm like, Jeff Rust is afraid of the no-no jinx
for
in
a
Portland?
Team with a 53.5 over/under win total in Game 4 of the regular season.
Of all the people at the Fan to not want to step on a no-no, that's a funny word. Maybe be dead last in my pick.
That's for a pitcher that probably nobody has ever heard of
exactly,
before.
Like, yeah.
Who the hell is that guy?
The White Sox are irrelevant.
How many White Sox players can you even name off the top of your head?
I thought that was very odd that he cared so much. I was like, okay, I guess.
There's a zero in a certain column. I don't know which one.
Well, the reason I ask is this reason. Let's start here. Raise your hand if your baseball team's won a game this year.
4-1. Back-to-back series wins. Going for a sweep over Houston today.
So yesterday I had basketball practice.
Feeling pretty good.
7-0.
Spring basketball started. It was our first practice last night. 2-hour practices. So it was very busy. I saw on my last water break before practice was over.
Yes.
I checked my phone.
Right.
Want to see the score.
I was watching this game start to finish.
I see the score.
Finish.
I go, oh, it's 1-0.
Yes.
Practice is over in 20 minutes.
And the run
so
came.
So we get done. Let me finish the story. Shut up. Shut up. Okay?
Oh, my God. When I'm talking, you're not talking.
Thank you. All right. I'm about to tell you that I'm a jinx. Because I walked in my house. I grab a bite to eat. I put on my iPad. Because I'm going to watch the basketball on the big screen. Put the Braves game on. I watch Ohtani hit a single.
Uh-oh.
And the very next batter's Mookie Betts.
Boom.
And he goes yard. And they get another run. And that's the game.
Yeah.
And I just went, I jinxed my team.
You were the guy. You did it.
I walked in.
You
as
did it.
Soon as I put the game on, they finally get some run production against my team. Sales having a great game. Yep. Sprague's here. Let's ruin everything for him. We're going to go 0-6 now, boys.
The second you turn the game on, and we no longer have a lead.
And so I will keep watching because much like you with your Oregon uniform, I'm breaking this curse. We will win.
Well, at
game.
Least on the MLB extra innings, now you can switch. You can go to the radio call. Maybe you go to the opposing team's call.
I just had it on the standard Brave call yesterday because when I open up my MLB TV, it automatically goes to the Braves feed.
You can switch the feeds.
The night before, I went to Joe Davis and the Dodgers because I think it's a better broadcast than my team's. But at this point, I was literally I was a turkey sandwich bite into my night. I'm like,
Braves game going on. Let's turn on baseball.
Oh, Tony's on Braves.
oh, damn it. And I just sit there, my wife's laughing at me, and my team loses.
I mean, for the questions that we're asking, will the Dodgers lose a game this year? I think we're now delving into the territory of, will the Braves win a game this year? Are they going to get a win? Are they going to get one?
They have one player in their lineup hitting over 214.
Yeah, that's not good.
They have two players that's in the lineup hitting 200 or better. Everybody else is a .130, a .059, like no hitting
is happening. Yeah, wasn't it Jared Kelnick, who's their leading hitter amongst
leading
the regulars?
A .98. He's their leading batting average guy.
I don't think he is their lead. He might average-wise, he's not their leader. I know he's not.
Well, I think among the guys that are like the regular starter, I think there was somebody that played in like one game and went 1-for-4 hitting .250.
Yeah, that guy doesn't count. That guy doesn't count. One hit
Tim or Michael Harris at .130. You know what I mean? Because Austin Riley's not even in at 100 right now.
Look, the main thing that I asked for my baseball team, my team delivered 3 championships in 5 years. That's never going to happen again. They're off to a really good start. The thing that I ask for my baseball team every summer, the season starts, hope springs eternal. I sit down and say a little prayer to the baseball gods, and I just say, gods, can you get me to football season? Can you keep me engaged enough as a fan until the end of August when I don't really need it anymore? If they're in it, that's great. If they're in the playoff race, that's wonderful.
Sure.
I'll follow it. It's awesome.
Yeah.
I just need to fill my hole for the summer. Can you fill my hole for the summer? That's all I'm asking for.
It's kind of personal.
And
that's why I got you 6 hot dogs.
The hot dogs are filling a hole right now. And that's all you need. That's why 0-6 starts are terrifying. Of like, what's this going to look like in a month? Is this like a 3-19 start? And am I totally checked out by the time the second week of May rolls around?
No, there's reinforcements.
The hell am I going to watch
Spencer
the rest of the
Strider's
summer?
Coming back. Ronald Acuna Jr.'s coming back. There's hope for you coming.
I don't know about that.
I'll tell you right now, my holes are being filled and not in a good way.
Not in a good way. No, it's not good holes, but you don't want those holes filled.
No, you don't want those holes filled.
Makes
you
feel
much.
Any better than Mariners. Mariners had one hit again last night and lost the first 2 games of the series to the Tigers.
I did see the scores.
This is the year! This is the year!
Why are you doing? Why? Why do you go at Mariners?
It's so easy. It's so easy, man.
They're not even a rival of your team. I don't get that.
I hate everything with that city. I hate everything to do with Seattle. I hate everything about that city, and so I quite chuckle when that happens. Speaking of superstitions, you see this with John Sakanik last week?
No.
So he had this where him and a buddy went up to an opening day.
Him existing as a Mariner fan?
Yeah, just give up. Stop watching. Stop going, man.
Speaking of the jinx.
Talk about filling a hole. Like, this is not doing anything for you, man.
Gaping hole.
Him and his buddy went to an opening day.
Canyon.
It is a grand canyon. And they got a chance to like go down and do like one of the fan contests to win a prize. And they won the prize. And the prize, they were all excited. It was like Edgar Martinez bobblehead night.
Oh,
they thought
it
was going to be like an autographed Edgar Martinez jersey.
Free car wash.
And it was a signed Eric Wedge jersey. Signed Eric Wedge jersey. And so he has now thought for 20 years, like, we've carried this around. This can't be a good omen to have a signed Eric Wedge jersey. God, this isn't doing any good for anybody. So they went back earlier this year. They took the jersey to Safeco, went back to the spot on the field where they won the prize, and they just left it there. They were like, just here.
A signed Eric Wedge jersey.
You can go to his Twitter account. He had a video dropping it off on the railing. The look on the fan of like, hey, what the hell are you doing? Just leaving a jersey here? And it lasted, I think he said, an inning and a half. And then a fan snagged it and grabbed it. It's like, dude, no, that's the bad omen. You got to leave it there. You should have burned it in that spot.
Maybe the omen was him owning it.
Maybe another Mariner fan owning the Eric Wedge jersey will turn their offense around.
Well, I've currently jinxed the living hell out of my team. We're 0-6. Sure to move to 0-7 at some point because we're still playing the Dodgers. And they're unbeatable.
Getaway day today. 5:35 first pitch for you.
Yeah, it's my non-basketball day of the week. It's great. I'll actually be there from the start.
Bit of a wagon right now.
They're tough, man. Again, I think only a couple teams can beat them. They look destined to maybe rival the Mariners in 2001. Let's get to what I was watching on the big screen last night because it kept me and Swag up pretty late. I don't know if it kept you up late. It was your guy. It was a doozy last night.
Yeah, that guy's not the MVP.
That was
sure.
I'll be honest. I'll be maybe alone in the tree here. This is my NBA playoff tree. Nobody wants to play in my tree fort. I think you guys are wrong. I think the West playoffs are going to be absolutely bananas. And I think we got a preview of it last night. Let's talk about it next on The Fan.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, My outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game, and head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat, a place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, we had some history last night in the association. Steph Curry went absolutely insane. 12 threes, 50 points, 10 boards, 8 assists against the Grizzlies. He's the oldest player with that stat line. Wilt was the second oldest at 31 to do that. So just give you some perspective there.
Almost broke Klay's franchise, or is it NBA record for threes in
NBA
a game?
Record.
NBA record for 14. He was close.
And so Steph Curry has a remarkable game against the Memphis Grizzlies, who, by the way, now have not won a game since firing Taylor Jenkins.
No, they have not.
But you can't beat good teams, Taylor. Yeah. That's why we're firing you. Drops three in a row to good teams. OKC, Boston, Golden State. There you go.
Didn't get fixed.
But, man, I don't know. We try to get to bed at a certain reasonable hour, but every once in a while, the sports gods will say, you're going to be on a little less sleep tomorrow.
Yeah.
That was me last night. I know that was swag because we talked about it before the show. That Nugget Timberwolf game going to double overtime, there is so much to talk about just in that game.
From the last 5 seconds of the game.
I mean, 2 weeks ago, I'm telling you that I'm defending Russell Westbrook and his legacy and what he meant, and then he misses the easiest layup I've ever seen.
That was the full Russell Westbrook experience
right there.
And then
he fouls the three-point shooter at the buzzer.
But you can't be overly upset because he's playing his ass off and he's hustling and he's doing all those basketball instinctive things and he can't finish.
It's the ultimate Westbrook experience, as you said. He should have dribbled out, not shot a layup. Also, just want to highlight, to be fair, because he's going to get a lot of flowers here, Jokic missed a free throw that would have put them up more.
Somebody else missed. Well, I think he missed
Russ
a free throw.
Russ also missed a free throw as well, so they missed some free throws at the end.
Could have iced it.
Timberwolves also shouldn't have been in positions to be in double overtime. They took hold of that game, and then they blew it. But
then
a double overtime.
They were up,
thriller.
Or six in the first overtime there?
Yeah, and Jokic had a 60-point triple-double. It's his highest point output in a game of his career. He didn't sit 1 second in the second half.
No.
And he played in double overtime.
Guy's an absolute machine, man.
Yeah, he played
the last
34 minutes consecutively.
I do genuinely feel bad for Russell Westbrook because he's having a good year this year. Based on what we thought coming into the season when he was signed in Denver, it was like, oh, what the hell are the Nuggets doing? Russell Westbrook's going to be a different. And he's had a good year for them. But those are the kind of moments and highlights that go viral. And then it gets, oh, there's Russell Westbrook doing Russell Westbrook things. Look at him missing a layup and fouling a three-point shooter. He had to rotate to go try and guard, you know, get a hand in the face of the guy shooting a wide-open three at the end of the game.
Foul him, man.
I get it. You can't foul him in that spot, but it's also wasn't his guy, and he had to rotate over. Yeah. So there was
a breakdown
elsewhere defensively.
The whistle got blown.
Yeah, I mean,
that shooter went down. There wasn't a ton of contact.
Yeah, the layup thing was more egregious, and he probably should have just pulled that one out.
Why didn't he try to dunk it?
But you're also on a 2-on-1. You got a chance to, I mean, he thinks, hey, let's go put an emphatic exclamation point on the game, go finish it. Like, you know, that's a hindsight Monday morning quarterback call. If he dunks it and they win the game, nobody's saying, what the hell were you thinking, Russell Westbrook? Why'd you do that there? Now, I mean, the biggest takeaway was the best player on the face of the planet. The best player on the face of the planet. And you can throw any sort of analytic, metric, number. You throw whatever the hell you want at me. There's not an argument that you can make to me that SGA deserves the MVP over Jokic. There just isn't, man. There just isn't. He's the best player in the NBA.
I mean, it's an argument.
No, there's not an argument. No argument.
He's having one of the best seasons a guard's ever had in league history.
61-10-10 for a center. And he doesn't hunt for fouls and go to the free throw line 74 times a game. Get the hell out of here. Get the hell out of here. 61-10-10.
The white arguing for the white.
61-10.
How Portland of us.
61-10-10 last night, man. He's an absolute machine.
I just don't
get it. He's averaging number three in points in the NBA.
Yep.
Number three in rebounds in the NBA. Yep. Number two in assists in the NBA.
Yep.
He's top 10 in three-point field goal percentage. Like, every metric I want to look at tells me this guy's the best player on the planet.
We can get into this more because I know this is going to carry on because I want to talk about something that's around the corner. And Swag poo-pooed it a couple days ago. I understand that you're not always all in on it. I don't know how we got as sports fans presented in our laps last night, playoff rematch between two teams that went seven games toe-to-toe.
Shocking upset.
Kevin Harlan on my TV. Just 9:30 at night. Yep. What the hell's happening right now in Denver, Colorado? And I'm just sitting there with I'm Joker smiling. I'm ear to ear smiling of we're going to have this in 2 weeks. This is going to be the entire Western Conference playoff race.
Thank you.
The top eight seeds, because I don't think the Kings are making it. The Mavericks are not making it. It's going to be the Clippers and the T-Wolves, depending on how this seeding finally breaks down.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's Clippers and Thunder round one, I am jacked, geeked out of my mind.
It's a really fun series.
Thunder probably win it,
Yeah, we need the T-Wolves to jump the Grizzlies to get the
Denver-Minnesota
first round. Then you get Warriors-Lakers in the first round.
That'd be great. Talk about a ratings bonanza for the
NBA.
So
the Rockets and Grizzlies would slide to the back of the bus.
That's fine. I want to get to that, but I also want to acknowledge I don't understand how he works as a player.
Doesn't make sense.
It really doesn't.
Doesn't make sense.
He's never quick.
It's one thing to be big and just be good because you're big. He's maybe the most skilled player in the NBA.
I don't know if there's a maybe
passing,
there.
I mean, just touch.
He can do it all.
Can shoot.
The only thing he can't do is dunk. It's like literally the only thing he doesn't do is dunk the basketball.
He's too fat. He can't get off the ground.
But I'm watching this, and they're like, I think he got to his 58th or 60th point, and Harlan's like, and he hasn't sat a second in the second half. And I'm like, God, how is he not exhausted falling over?
Not just dead right now.
And I don't want to get ahead of things because you don't know how the playoffs shake out.
Nope.
It could be injuries. It could be some guy steps up and has a run. Last night is why, unfortunately, I don't view them as a team that can beat the Thunder. Because it's Jokic and who?
Yeah.
Murray didn't play,
and that obviously is an extra shooter that could make a difference.
He's been up and down this year.
Yeah.
Westbrook, you're not going to trust. Gordon, I don't know how much you're going to trust. Christian Brown.
Yeah, did the Thunder get through the Clippers in the first round of the playoffs?
Yeah. I think they do.
Okay.
But I do think it's a fun series.
Should be a fun series.
Boy, your Thunder poo-pooing is fascinating.
Look, I'm just riding the Jokic wave, man. I'm enjoying every second of this.
They're all in on Denver.
They didn't have their second best player in the game last night, so that's a huge caveat for why they didn't.
It all unfortunately sets up to the winner of Cavs Celtics having an easy route and being much more well rested in the finals.
Well, the Eastern Conference is going to be a cakewalk.
Because the West is going to be a slug.
Talk about a side of the bracket I don't want to watch. The first round of the Eastern Conference playoffs.
No, thank you. I want nothing to do with the East.
Even Bucks Knicks doesn't get me excited.
The only thing that's interesting to me is maybe a Cavs Celtics Eastern Conference Finals. That would probably get me excited.
That's definitely, why would that not get you excited?
Because I just don't think the Cavs have a chance in hell in winning that series. But that's also just my dumb opinion. Mark that one down. But the West is going to be awesome. My biggest ask in the Western Conference playoffs is that we don't get Houston and Memphis playing in the first round. I want both of them out.
Oh,
I want both of them eliminated.
You
in
don't
the first
want Houston.
Round. I don't want Houston's not a legitimate title contender. They're just not. They're going to lose at some point in the playoffs. Get them both out of the way in the first round.
Ime did call LeBron a bitch,
and then let the big dogs go to battle in the second round in the conference finals.
How often do you get the opposing coach calling a generational player a bitch in a game?
This guy's a bitch over here.
I love LeBron. You guys all know that about me. There was a lot of Portland pride when I actually saw him do that. I'm like, look at you not backing
damn
down
right,
to the king.
Right. Damn right. It's Portland State right there.
There are no kings in Portland, Oregon.
No.
Bitch. All right, let's talk about the West playoff picture because I think it's just going to be insane. And you love sports. Like, how are you not get excited about the Western Conference playoff picture? We'll talk about that. We will get into the Blazers. We have a ticker stop at 7 a.m. in Houston to get a Houston Cougar preview for the Final Four matchup against Duke. So we'll get to that at the top of the hour, and then we'll dive into old Shaedon Sharpe at 7:15. Something that hit me on a dog walk. As I was picking up my dog's crap, I had a thought bubble
this
on
the Blazers.
Blazers
organization, huh?
It just morphed right as I was picking the dog poop up with my hand in a bag. Feeling like I'm the dog's my owner, actually.
Yeah. Hey, pick that up. Pick that up for me right now.
Yeah, you better pick that up.
You grab that. You're not going to leave that there. You grab that right now.
You want an HOA fine? I don't think so.
You can pick up that poop.
Let's talk about the West playoff picture next on The Fan. And actually, Dirt and Sprague here, we're hanging around. Hopefully hanging around for a long time.
Yes.
Because if we are, that means we get close to retirement. And retirement can be confusing. You may have many questions about retirement. The good news is Trajan Wealth has offices in Portland now, and you can reach him at 503-207-6000, or you can find him online, free consultation at TrajanWealth.com.
You don't want to be eating 6 hot dogs every day in retirement because you didn't plan ahead, and you got to eat cheap. You don't want that to be what your future looks like. They understand at Trajan Wealth the importance of diversified portfolios, focusing on capital preservation, growth, and low-cost investment options. Let Trajan Wealth's fiduciary advisors help you craft a plan that meets your goals. Call Trajan Wealth today, the number to do so, 503-207-6000. Or you can visit them online at Trajan Wealth. That's TrajanWealth.com.
Let me give that phone number one more time. Trajan Wealth is 503-207-6000. Any retirement questions you have, contact them. Reach them at TrajanWealth.com. Advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Paid advertisement. Well, it looks like Dirt is down 2 hot dogs. We have 4 remaining of the 6 he said he'd eat in the show.
2 glizzies down. The only thing I got to contemplate is when is there a reheating process? Because at some point I don't want to eat cold hot dogs as the show goes on. Mm. They got delightful flavor, so it might be a little 10-second nuke in a commercial break here soon.
I have a better idea, and I'll tell you what it is during the commercial break. Mm. I worry that those 4 remaining plus the mix of your morning energy drink is going to cause something at like 8:11 a.m.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's going to be some weird sounds over here. I'm not going to lie. You're going to hear something in the final hour of the show. It's not likely going to be, you know, coming out. It's just going to be what's gurgling. It's just, there's going to be a gurgling process, and I'm just going to warn you ahead of time.
You fill holes, there's gurgles.
Yes.
We have Ryan Monso of GoCougs.com joining us for an earlier ticker stop at 7 a.m. We will get to Shaedon Sharpe, who was quite awesome last night. The Blazers cannot be stopped. Big win for them last night in the ATL. Shouty.
I think Sharpe actually took flight at one point in the game.
I think his head hit the backboard.
Yes.
So we'll get to that coming up at 7:15. So your West playoff picture. Now, you look at it right now, the Thunder are the 1 seed. That's done.
Yes.
Houston's 2. Denver's 2 games behind, and they just lost last night. So we'll see what happens. There's 2 weeks of basketball left, and then the playoffs will start. The Lakers are just barely behind Denver at the 4.
Yep.
The Warriors are 2 games behind the Lakers at the 5. The Grizzlies, who lost to the Warriors last night, are a half game back at 6. The Timberwolves are actually tied with the Grizzlies at 7. And the Clippers are right now the 8 with Dallas and Sacramento as the play-in teams.
Of note, the Nuggets' final regular season game is Sunday, April 13th at Houston.
Oh, there you go.
Ah, that's a little
might
nice,
be something to play for there.
Nice little factoid. There's a really good chance, too, by the way, that the Clippers and the T-Wolves both jump Memphis in the standings.
A very good chance.
Very good. I mean, they're
Memphis
like
isn't playing well.
One of them, you mentioned Minnesota's tied, and I think the Clippers are a half game behind them in the West, so not a huge gap there.
And I think most people at this point, Memphis isn't the fun upstart team anymore. They're kind of the annoying, like, what are you doing? Jaws kind of polarizing for people, so get them out of here.
It's like that meme you see where there's like four soldiers and then the guy in the back's in an all clown costume. It's like one of these doesn't belong.
I
that's how I view Memphis.
I would actually disagree with you on Houston, because Houston is kind of what Memphis was a couple years ago. I don't think they're a viable title contender, but I don't need to see them and say, get the hell out of here. I do find them feisty.
I'm not saying they're not feisty.
They're not going to back down.
I just don't want to see those two teams play each other. Like, if Houston's going to advance in the first round, I want it to be like, go beat Anthony Edwards. Go beat Kawhi Leonard. Go beat Steph Curry and Jimmy. Like, you win one of those series, you get my respect. You beating a team who just fired their head coach and can't beat a team over 500 to save their lives, that does nothing for me. So if you find your way to the second round because you win one of those matchups,
Houston Clippers round one would
be a great matchup. Let me ask you this. Gambling, man, you're going to put, I give you $50 to gamble on it. Mm-hmm. How many teams in the Western Conference playoff picture, not counting Dallas and Sacramento because they're not going to make it, would you put money on Houston beating in the first round? You'd feel okay. Like, yeah, I'll put $50 on them. I feel good about that.
Memphis.
Anybody else?
Nope. No.
And that doesn't mean it has to be the fact. Like, that doesn't mean that's the way it's going to turn out.
Kyle Harden, Kawhi, Zubac are playing really well for the Clippers right now. The Timberwolves show you last night, like, we can go to Denver and win because we've got Ann Edwards.
Yeah,
and
he's still pretty good at basketball.
The Warriors, Jimmy, Steph, no thank you. Not the Lakers with Doncic, LeBron, and not Jokic, and definitely not the Thunder. So, yeah, one team I would bet on.
So that's where I'm just, if you go and beat the Clippers, the T-Wolves, but, you know, one of the Golden State slips to 7, whoever it might end up being, I'm okay with that, but I don't want to see them play Memphis in the first round.
And that's totally fine, but I still think they give you a great first-round series. I don't think they're suckers who get swept.
No, it'd be entertaining. They're feisty. They'll punch somebody in the face. Dylan Brooks will get ejected. It's entertaining. I think there's a chance this year for the second round of the West playoffs to be unbelievable.
Like, I think Houston, I'll give you a comp for Houston for football people. I think Houston is this year's Minnesota Vikings. They're having a stellar season.
Good regular
season.
Nobody
predicted it.
Yeah.
Oh my God, look at Jalen Green.
Where did this come from?
Dylan Brooks has played really well for them.
Yeah.
Their coach is good. Everybody respects him. They're the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah.
And some people are going to tell you, this is real. You're not the two seed in the West if this isn't real. Other people are going to say, Sam Darnold's your quarterback. You ain't beating this team.
Right.
And they're going to argue until the playoffs start. And then if it's Houston and Minnesota.
We're all taking Minnesota to win that series.
Yeah.
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 Hate to use Minnesota in a Minnesota reference, right. But you're taking the Timberwolves
the Clippers
to win that series.
We all would take the Clippers to win that series. Or the Warriors, if they slip, we'd all take the Warriors to win that series.
The Rockets are this year's Minnesota Vikings.
I think it's a very good comp.
Yeah.
I want best on best in the second round of the West playoffs. I think the first round's going to be awesome.
It's going to be crazy.
But you could get OKC versus Golden State or versus the Lakers. You could get Denver versus, you know, vice versa, Golden State. Like,
how many teams do you look at in the West? We'll go to Ryan Monso in a second. How many teams in the West for you? Because you're not as big a believer of the 63-12.
No.
Oklahoma City
frauds.
Thunder.
Bunch of frauds.
NBA historic plus 13 point differential.
What a pro wants, what a pro needs. They need a marquee win.
You are not a believer in them the way that I am. How many teams can win the West in your estimation?
I would say, because we all saw the Mavs coming last year, I would say.
That's a very good point. Can the Timberwolves win the West?
I don't think so.
Really?
I think they can win a series. I think they can go on a run.
That dude is special, man.
He's special.
What did he have at going into the fourth quarter? Like 10 points?
He had 10 and he finished with 34.
Yeah. Oklahoma City obviously has a chance to win the West.
Yeah. Denver.
I love Denver because they have the best player on the face of the earth. There's something about what Golden State has done if Steph is healthy that I would. Antennas are up.
Okay.
Playoff Jimmy.
Lakers?
Lakers. If LeBron is, he is back healthy. Yeah. I know he's playing, but he's got to maintain his health.
And
he's
Reeves keeps
57
playing well.
Years old, but if he maintains his health.
So there's four.
I think that's all I got.
No Clippers?
No Clippers. I think the Clippers could be feisty in their team. I don't want to play in the first round. That's a bad matchup. But I think that's a different ask to say, hey, Kawhi, can you go on a two-month stretch where you stay healthy the entire time and play every night? That's a tall ask for him.
This is just lining up to be like a really great NBA Western Conference playoff.
It was
matchup.
A nice night for your sport last night. That was a really fun game.
That was fun.
I know Jamal Murray wasn't in the lineup, but still ended up being a great game. And for all the conversations about tanking or players sitting or nobody's playing, you know, that was just a nice night to be like, oh, that's right. This is a pretty entertaining sport when you get your best guys going.
We'll get to Shaedon Sharpe's performance at 7:15, but we start the second hour. Ryan Monso of GoCougs.com. Houston against Duke in the Final Four. How do they feel about their chances against what looks like the best team in the tournament so far? Hour two, we start there. Dirt and Sprague on the Fan.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bearers a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat, a place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.